This weekend is the 60th anniversary of the Simmons Plains Motor Racing Circuit, and I estimate over the years that I've been going there, I reckon I've been to nearly 200 meetings at that track. One bloke that's been to a hell of a lot more than me, and he wasn't there at the first one, but he wasn't there long after, well-known commentator and also Targa Tasmania 8-times winner Barry Oliver joins me now. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Martin, and good morning to everybody.
You were telling me the other day that you weren't actually at the first meeting. You were 15 years old at the time, so we know how old you are now. But when did you actually start going to Simmons Plains? Because I think when it started, it was running concurrently with Longford, wasn't it?
Yes. What actually happened is that we had the traditional Longford meeting on the long weekend, and the idea was to have Simmons Plains a week later to encourage the mainland competitors to stay on, have a bit of a holiday, and then race at the new circuit.
This is the long weekend in March we're talking about, of course.
Yes, yes. And that opening meeting, and I must say here, thank you to Randall Langdon, well-known in the Historic Racing Club, because he's been able to provide me with a copy of the original program from 1960.
Wow, I've seen the original copy of the program from Baskerville, which is just a few years older, and I think it was a shilling. So how much was the Simmons Plains one?
1 shilling as well.
Right, okay. 10 cents in the modern language for anyone that doesn't understand that.
Exactly. And the meeting was actually held on the 13th of March, 1960, obviously. So we weren't able to hold this 60th anniversary meeting in March this year for obvious reasons. But a big thank you to the MG Car Club and the Light Car Club that have put this meeting together. And for this weekend, it's a two-day meeting. And I'd just sort of like to point out a contrast, if I could, Martin. Looking at the schedule of events for March 1960, would you believe there were 9 events? And it was a 2+4 meeting. There were 4 races for motorcycles, and there were 5 races for cars. This weekend at Simmons Plains, over the 2 days, we are going to have 50 events.
I know. It's huge.
That's the contrast.
Get underway. There's a practice and qualifying this morning. It's underway at 11:30 for the first race on the program today, and it resumes tomorrow at 8:30. Obviously, with the 60th anniversary meeting, there's a lot of focus on historics and things like that, and there's a couple of special classes called Classic Car Sprints and Sports and Racing Car Sprints, and they've attracted a lot of interest too, and I guess that part of the reason for that would be that the traditional Baskerville historics meeting in September had to be cancelled because of the pandemic. But there's some interesting cars in those two classes.
There certainly are. In fact, I was delighted when I started looking through the entry list, to be quite honest with you, and I've actually got the entry list in front of me, and I'm sure you have too. But when you look at, for example, the Sports and Racing Super Sprints, Taylor Heath, now you would remember her, she was did a fantastic job in Formula V's, but she's going to have a run in a Reynard Formula Ford,
wow.
1982 model. So that's a bit of a change. So there's some very interesting vehicles there.
There is. I mean, look through the list, and in the Classic Super Sprints, there's a guy very well known down this neck of the woods, Spike Jones from Circular Head, who normally races BMWs and things like that, but he's actually going out in a Tirana this weekend, a V8 no less.
Yes, exactly, and a 6-litre one to boot, Martin. So despite the fact that he spent all those years and very successfully in that 2-litre BMW, he's now decided to up the ante 3 times, if you like, into the Commodores, into the Tirana. So it'll be good to catch up with Spike and just see how he performs in this car.
This is the same Spike Jones, by the way, that said he was retiring, I think, 2 years ago, but that was about his 5th retirement, wasn't it?
I think the name Dame Nellie Melba comes into this somewhere.
Yeah, or John Farnham.
Yeah, John Farnham, yeah.
It's a bit like exactly. That. Yeah, you'd know a lot of the cars better than I do. You've been going to racing a lot longer than I have, but I sort of tend to follow the drivers more than the cars. But for a bloke like you that's got as much interest in the cars, you'll be in seventh heaven this weekend, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. And I should point out, Martin, that during the lunch break on the Sunday, there's something special happening. There's some cars going out onto the circuit to do parade laps, and there are going to be some passengers in those vehicles that have an association with Simmons Plains dating back many, many years. And I feel very humbled because I've actually been invited to be the passenger in an MGA that started racing way back in the late 50s by the Ellis family, Greg Ellis. And Mike Ellis is going to drive that car in the parade laps and has very kindly invited me to be the passenger. So I feel very fortunate.
That'll be very special. The car's not quite as old as you, but it's probably going better than you actually too, come to think of it. But in addition to all the historic and classic stuff, because that's what you do when you have a 60th anniversary meeting, obviously, it's also the final round of the Tasmanian Circuit Racing Championships. We got round one underway before the pandemic, and then once we had restrictions eased in July, we started to shuffle things around, and we looked like we were going to have four rounds out of the original six, which was pretty good. But when you look at this weekend's program, there's actually I think five heats or six heats and a final for every class, and so far this year they've been running three in a final, so in effect we've almost squeezed two rounds into one this weekend. And I know from looking at the points that not one class is decided yet, so it's going to be a pretty competitive weekend there.
It is, Martin, you are absolutely spot on. And the other thing we've got to take into account is we know from experience, both of us, that these cars tend to be a bit fragile now. Are they going to be able to last 2 days of solid racing? So that's really going to put the pressure on not only the drivers, but their backup crews to ensure that the cars keep going for that amount of races. So it's going to be a very, very busy weekend. There's no question about that.
Indeed, the categories for state championships, of anyone that's thinking of going for the first time perhaps, we have the Hyundai Excels, HQ Holdens, Sports GTA, GTB, GTC, Formula Vs, Historic Touring Cars, Improved Production Sedans, Sports Sedans, and so on. And look, and because the reason that it's critical that you finish every race is because there's points on every race. So if you have an issue in race one today and it takes you till race four tomorrow to fix it, then you're going to lose a heap of points.
Absolutely. Yes, you're quite right. Look, just one thing I'd like to mention, Martin, just going back to that original program from 1960, I think everybody on the Northwest Coast would know the name Bevan Wiley.
Absolutely.
I'd like to point out that in race five in 1960 at Simmons, car number nine, B. Wiley, Tasmania, Ford 10 Special, 1174cc.
Wow.
So there you are.
Yeah, he's been around for longer than you, I think, Bevan has. But as you say, it's a name that's very well known. Just one thing I wanted to point out too, in tomorrow's program, Barry, I noticed there's a special event for the HQ Holdens, the Ian Beachy Memorial Handicap. Ian passed away earlier this year during the pandemic, in fact, so not many people could go to his funeral, but they actually drove the cortege through the suburbs where he lived and worked, and lots of people came out, which I thought was fantastic. And, of course, he was inducted into the Tasmanian Motorsport Hall of Fame at the start of the year while he was still alive, and we're both directors of that organisation, and we know that it was very well received.
It absolutely was. In fact, I went down to Holbrook Street on that particular day, and the EJ Holden panel, station wagon drove northerly up Holbrook Street with the casket in the back, with the tailgate open, and the centre median strip was just lined with people to pay their respects. So it was a measure of the esteem in which Ian was held. So this is terrific that they're going to remember him this weekend, today and tomorrow.
Yeah, look, I think that'll be one of the most hardly fought races for the HQ Holdens. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I'll see you later on this afternoon, I reckon, Barry. But thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. It's a pleasure.